Hello and welcome to what is the, I guess, the first episode
of
Win the Content Game. And if you are watching this on YouTube, welcome. You'll be able to see Bonner and I, my co-host Bonner, and I literally talking to you and talking to each other in this beautiful studio that we created, which I was so excited about. Okay, so this episode, it's the first official one for Win the Content Game. You may have noticed that in the past few episodes, it kind of maybe felt like we were leading up to this. I don't know. Was that by design?
Maybe. Knowing you, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
But it's been fun.
It has been fun. Yeah. So, you know, we pretty much finished recapping Capshavians Live. We've done, you know, two episodes on that, talking about what some really great nuggets were from the amazing speakers that we had. Mm. And then last week, I actually replayed my session. And my session, I wanted to do that to kind of set up this whole idea and theme of playing, one, an entrepreneurship game that we're doing as entrepreneurs, but then really two is the content game specifically, which is, if you picked it up from last week's episode, that's really where we as Capshow, myself and Bonner as co-founders of Capshow, that's really where we want to help people play and importantly win, which is why, ta-da, Win the Content Game was born. And so I do want to come back to the three really important themes I spoke about in my Capshavians Live presentation. But what I really wanted to center this episode on, and Bonner, you're going to help me with this, is like the one thing that any of us entrepreneurs who are creating content, who are either starting new, whether it's a new channel or a new podcast, or whether we're rebranding like we're doing right now, we're rebranding from Grow My Podcast Show to Win the Content Game. We're going to talk about the one step that we tend to forget to
most
do
entrepreneurs.
When we actually want to start or rebrand.
Yes.
Okay. So this is actually really important because we're actually doing the things as we're talking about it and as we're learning about it. And it does come back to, I just want to maybe see this thing because I know, Bonner, you were mentioning a couple episodes ago that Joe Polizzi's presentation at Capshavians Live was your favorite.
Yes, it was. And it still remains to this day my favorite.
And it's actually what he spoke about is a big inspiration for what it is that we're going to be talking about today, which is around this one step. So can you give people a little bit of insight as to what that is? And then I want to round back to it.
Absolutely. So one of the things, many things that Joe spoke about was the importance of having a content tilt when it comes to creating your content and creating that on a regular basis. So the difference with a content tilt is, you know, you definitely need an idea of exactly who you're talking to. So your audience niche, you need to have your topic, of course, because that's where you are planning to build your expertise around, already have expertise around. The content tilt is an additional step that you take to really define what is your perspective on it. And your perspective very well may be to bring in other people's perspectives and curate that, but it's really that unique value proposition that you're putting forward with the topic and the people that you're talking to. So I thought that was really a nuanced thing that a lot of us forget, but having a content tilt is especially important, especially when there's now going to be, and there already is, a lot of information out there on any given topic.
Yes.
A lot of people talking about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. For sure. And so we're actually going to dive into what that is going to look like for this rebranded podcast in the content game. What is our tilt? Or, you know, I had Jay Okunzo on the Grow My Podcast Show and he spoke about premise. So we're actually going to also use that framework to break down what the premise is going to be. What it is that you as a listener of Win the Content Game is essentially going to get from continue to listen.
Yes.
And if you're new, welcome. We love having you here. If you're watching on YouTube, well, welcome as well. You get to actually see us. And just as an aside, by the way, you may notice some of the product placements, you know, like, oh, let me just drink out of this drink bottle.
Well, funny you say that because I'm also drinking out of this mug. Oh, is that a Capshow drink bottle?
Oh, how cool. And not only that, but it says intelligently.
Oh, that is very cool. That is very cool. Yep. We have a Capshow mug. I will say that I had my eyes on your hoodie.
Oh, like, okay, how cool is this hoodie? All right, so this was all born out of, again, if you listen to last week's episode, and by the way, I'm going to say that last week's episode, I was really, really proud of, okay, this is a total detour, so bear with us, but you know, Bonner, like how stressed out I was about my presentation before Capshavian's live.
Like, yes, I was down to the wire. You were about to like change things. You were really overthinking it.
I've never felt that stressed out about delivering anything. I think.
Ever. I believe you.
It was a whole nother level of stress. And a lot of it is because obviously I wanted to do a really good job at our first live event.
Yep.
But I just felt a lot of pressure. And yes. A lot of that was myself, obviously putting it on myself. But one of the themes, and we're going to come back to this, that I spoke about was intelligently lazy. And people, I was so gratified. People loved that. Like they came up to me after that and was like, wow, that concept, intelligently lazy, the way that I positioned it, the way that I just made it a thing was like game changing for them. Yes.
Yes.
And so hence, intelligently, like how cool is this hoodie? This is probably one of the best things. Yeah.
It is.
So you'll
cool.
only be able to see it on, go to our YouTube channel. We'll leave the link in the show notes for sure. Just so that you can see all of this merch that we're currently modeling. Because we do have a merch store.
Yay.
Yes, shop.capture.com. So we'll also leave the link to that. But we'll come back to this because I really do want to get to the meat of this, which is that content tilt. Like what is it that each of us as entrepreneurs who are creating content, especially long form content, like how do we actually know that we're creating something that is valuable to our audience? Not just valuable, but different.
Yes.
Right. This is going to be such an important thing. Like I talk about all the time, the humane, you know, that we're in this humanity era. Like how do we as humans, because there's going to be so much content out there on the internet, like so much, because AI has just made it so much more accessible for people. Like it's scary, you know, seeing what OpenAI do with Sora, what Google are doing around video, like how amazing creating video content is going to be through using AI, that now it's becomes even more important to be doing this one step.
Yes.
Like how do we actually differentiate not just ourselves and our business, but our content?
Yes.
Which is a new era for many of us.
Yeah,
right?
It really is.
And so I want to get into that. Okay, so
excited.
I'm going to be leaning on some themes that I spoke about in last week's episode, which again was a replay of the presentation, but I'm going to come back to those themes time and again because that's going to really be the foundation for how we create content to help you play and win the content game. And those themes, if you've gotten one, focus to grow. Remember that?
Focus to grow.
Love it. Two, intelligently lazy. Yep. That's a no-brainer. We have Monty our Sloth here to remind you, be intelligently lazy. Man, this YouTube channel is going to blow up. I'm just doing so much stuff on video. And then three, the game plan. The game plan, which we're going to get into. But you do need a game plan. And this whole podcast, Win the Content Game, it is going to be your game plan. Like that's... Did I just give away our till?
I think so, but we'll come back around to it.
All right, so we're going to start with, so we're going to use Jay Okunzo's audience resonance pyramid to build up to what is going to become our differentiating factor. All right, so the first tier on his audience resonance pyramid is not passive organic marketing. You might have thought that.
There's so many pyramids
out
there.
Yeah, this
is a different pyramid to Deidre's pyramid.
Yes, exactly. So this is not the traffic pyramid. This is the audience resonance pyramid. And the first tier is all about relevance that he talks about. So how do you just make it relevant for your audience, right? Mm. It's the most like common denominator.
Yes.
And so we're basically, well, why don't you talk about how, is that okay? Do you want to talk about how we're going to make this podcast relevant for entrepreneurs who are creating content?
Yes. For entrepreneurs who are creating content, and obviously with our spin on it being around the marketing of that content, what we're looking to do with this particular podcast is to bring relevance from actually help, like Deidre just mentioned, building out a game plan for you, like a content game plan for you that you can actually follow each month or even each week, depending on how we're doing it, so that you can understand that content is a game that you're playing and you're understand the rules of the game so that you can win.
Yes.
And the losses you do have, you actually understand and focus that into learning as well. So that's how we think about content marketing. And that's how we want to bring relevance to that particular topic. Because we know a lot of people are talking about this topic, which is great. But again, our relevance is really going to be about making it into an actionable and practical content game plan.
Yeah. And we're going to come back to how exactly we're going to do that because it's going to be pretty different.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little bit, I'm excited, but I'm also a little bit nervous about how we're actually going to implement this.
Yeah.
Like week in and week out. But yeah, it's a challenge. And you know us, we rise to challenges and we make things happen.
And we put it out there, so we kind of have to do it.
Exactly. And look, worst case, this is a good learning. Worst case is if it doesn't work, then we just reshape it.
Exactly.
Right? Because that's a great thing about anything that we do. This is the entrepreneurship game. This is a content game. It's just a game, right? So if you see that you're not winning, you just have to come up with a different game plan.
Yep.
It's awesome.
I like that. That's so meta. It does work.
Right?
Yeah. Well, look, we're tweaking the game plan.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's tier number one is relevance. Just common denominator, just make your content that you're creating relevant to your audience.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So tick, hopefully. Number two, the second tier is now, how do we make it enjoyable?
Mm.
And I mean, come on now.
Have we not enjoyed this so far?
Are we not the most enjoyable? Someone was saying that we've had multiple people say that we're their favorite Aussies for sure. Mm,
okay. Yeah.
And I was like,
they're only Aussies.
I think that we're the only Aussies.
We'll take it.
Exactly.
We love compliments.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, we're going to bring the Aussie.
Yes.
To the
podcast.
Yeah.
The
enjoyable experience.
Oh, the enjoyable part of the podcast. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I think that's right. Of all accents, I think it's one of the more enjoyable ones, right? Definitely not a sexy accent, but it's a fun and enjoyable accent. Yeah. So you're welcome. Yeah. So number one, accents.
Yes. Number one is accents. Okay. Number two is now is actually the concept of intelligently lazy. Hence the hoodie and the water bottle. All right. We want to make this enjoyable by way of like, how do we break down the game plan so that you can be intelligently lazy?
Mm.
And they're kind of like counterintuitive concepts, right? Like it seems to be. I don't think they
seemingly,
are actually.
That's right.
Seemingly, it can be perceived to be like, oh, can you be intelligent if you're lazy, or can you be lazy if you're intelligent? And yes, we're making it a thing because that is who we are. And that's also who we continue to strive to be, because sometimes we forget, you know, especially the lazy part.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs can forget this.
Yes.
But really what we're going to do is like each and every week and each and every month, as we break down the game plan, we're actually also going to give you insight into how we are actually implementing it in an intelligently lazy way.
Yes.
And we'll try to be honest with this and transparent. So if things seem like they're taking way longer and it's like, this doesn't seem like a lazy thing that we're doing.
Exactly.
We're going to put our own intelligence to it and be like, okay, well, we're going to let you know. It'd be like, oh man, we tried it and just, you know, for XYZ reasons, it didn't quite work out the way that we had planned it to and the way that we had thought that it would, you know, save us time or, you know, create bandwidth for us. Like we will talk about that, but we'll also be like, but we're intelligent. So how do we actually make this an intelligently lazy process for not only us, but for people?
Yeah. And I think one of my hypothesis is that just because, you know, an intelligently lazy approach actually makes you has to be very disciplined. And a lot of the time it's not easy. I think that's the thing. It can be very easy, funnily enough, to kind of go, oh, being intelligently lazy is to do easy things. Mm-hmm. It's actually to do the hard things, but do them with the lens of intelligently lazy approach to it, I guess. And that in itself is counterintuitive, but it's going to make you ask the hard questions.
Yes.
And that's the part where I'm like, I think there's going to be a bit of drama and friction.
Oh.
You know, because we're like, okay, is this really the way to do it? Okay. Yes. Bonna, you're saying you're feeling overwhelmed with this particular thing. Like, is it because we're putting old approaches to new things?
Interesting.
Right. So that's what I don't think it's going to be a necessarily easy thing to do.
Yeah. Does this make it enjoyable?
I don't know. This is where I think I'm like, oh, it's good to have it as an enjoyable thing.
Yes.
Because then it reminds us, I think, that not everything, entrepreneurship is not fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always fun, I should say. But it's like, how can you put on that lens to say, in sharing very authentically to your point, where it's not working, where the game plan needs to be tweaked, and actually understanding that the overall skill we need to build is around that resilience and actually, you know, like learning from what's working and not working and sharing that with you guys and being, to your point, honest with ourselves and with the community. That's where actually you go, you know what? This is actually what the game is.
Yeah.
It's not about getting it right, the first version of the game plan right. I'm looking forward to having version 27 of the game plan where we've got that tapestry of insights and experience and we've really learned along the way.
Yes.
And the true commitment to being intelligently lazy. Yeah. So I think that's where the enjoyment factor is going to come from, because let's face it, if you're an entrepreneur, you have a different idea of fun, because you want to be putting yourself through this if you're like, well, I just want like a fun, enjoyable experience. It's like, no, you have like, it's difficult for your mental health. There's so many challenges you take on, but we're here, right? So I think it's being honest about that as well.
I think that's the thing. Like, we are going to be in the trenches with you. Like, very literally much. Week in and week out. And I'm going to get into like how we're going to be doing that. But we're going to be in the trenches, and I want this to be like, yes, we're on the mic talking, but this is hopefully us empowering each other to play and win this game, right? Like, so if you hear us struggling, it's like, man, we'd love to hear from you to be like, you guys can we can do this, because then if we can do this and learn, like, we, you know, and we want to bring that back to you to be like, you guys can do this. Like, if we can do it, oh my gosh, you can do it.
Yeah, sure.
Let's just put it that way. Yes. I think everyone knows what that means.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah. So definitely enjoyable. And I did want you to talk about the last thing, because we mentioned this in the last, when we spoke about the premise of Grandma Podcast Show.
Yes.
This was the... This was, I feel like the one differentiating enjoyable feature that you definitely mentioned. So I because it's us, like, we're going to bring it into win the content game.
We have to.
So what is that last pillar of making this podcast enjoyable?
We're going to create a moist listening experience. Okay. We don't do dry stuff here. Sure. We could give you the facts. We could give you the game plan. But what fun would that be, right?
Without the moistest.
Exactly.
Eat a dry cake.
Exactly. Right? Nobody wants a dry cake. Nobody wants a dry piece of bread. You want the moistness with it. If it's a listen, and now it's not just a listening experience.
It's a watching experience. Yes.
We want the moistness. And this is where
you can see the sweat starting.
Literally, I am sweating. Just thinking about it. It's putting me into a physiological state.
Of moistness.
Of excitement, let's say. I feel like YouTube's going to censor us for this. We can't say the wrong words. Okay, yes. Okay. But watch out for that. And that's an intangible that, you know, you either get it or you don't. But when you do watch it, I think you'll understand.
All right. Okay. So that's the second tier enjoyable. So let's just quickly recap. So one, relevance, common denominator. We are here to help you play and win the content game by bringing a game plan each month, breaking down to each week. Number two, making it enjoyable. I feel like, I don't know if we need to recap enjoyable. No, like, I think, that's just...
Yeah, I think we got it. Yeah. Just listen and watch. That's all you need to know,
And so the third tier then is impactful. Mm. How do we make this impactful for our audience? And I'm gonna start with like one of, you know, again, harking back to one of the themes, and then I do want you to talk, because I think you had some really, really good insight about the, you know, putting people in the zone. But for me, you know, when I was thinking about how do we make Win the Content Game impactful, it's really around the idea of focus, because remember, focus for flow, focus to grow. Mm-hmm. This is something that I have time and again struggled with myself. I mean, Bonner has been literally on the brunt end. Is that the, like, on the end?
No.
That's not the English way of saying it.
Like, Bonner's bore the brunt or Bonner's on the receiving end. But I don't mind the brunt end.
Okay. Well, we'll also make that a thing. Maybe we'll put that on a shirt.
On a shirt.
I'm the brunt end.
This is like, I'll have a shirt that says brunt end, and you'll have a shirt that says what? Pointy end?
Anyway, so Bonner's been on the brunt end of my, I used to call all the time the entrepreneurship ADHD, right? Where I would be like, oh my gosh, and this is such a great idea, and this and this, and let's do it. And like, literally, like, you've been really great at just like catching it all and be like, okay, then we'll just figure out a way to do it all. And, you know, and what's like, oh my gosh, what is an anagram? No, is that the anagram for brunt?
Yeah.
Brunt.
Oh, okay.
Is that anagram?
Where you rearrange the words.
Yes, yes. And it burnt butter out. Come on, how good is that?
See what I mean? Goodness, this is happening live. None of this was discussed prior. This is just DJ just having her brainwaves in the moment.
Anyway, so okay, so coming back to focus, because that's what this is all about, right? So you do not want to brunt end someone into burnt out.
Okay, can we'll I workshop?
We're going to workshop that.
Yeah, but I get the concept, yes.
Okay, yeah. So it is all about focus. So this is what we're going to do to make this podcast impactful for you is – instead of where Grandma Podcast Show was amazing, I thought, because it was like each week we'd talk about a particular topic or a concept and it was like awesome. And I had people emailing and being like, oh man, like that, you know, inspired me to like get started on YouTube or that inspired me to do this or that. And I, which is great, but I was like, oh my, like a part of me was, am I actually, are we contributing to this overwhelm?
Yes.
That we hear day in and day out that people are feeling around, like, well, one week it is YouTube and the next week it's SEO and then the week after that it's social media and the week after that it's, you know, this and that. And I was like, how do we, that is not winning the content game, right? Like that's, when we try doing that, we know we are not winning the content game by.
It's like best spectating, I think. By feeling like you're playing.
You're not even playing.
It's really spectating.
That's the thing, yeah. It's, you're not even in it, like, you're not even on the field playing when you're stretched, you're stretching yourself in like 10 million different ways. And so that's why we were like, okay, what if we try this new concept, which is each month, 4 weeks, for 1 month, we're actually going to outline one specific topic game plan, right? So the coming, just to give you a bit of insight, we're going to start with social media. And we're actually going to have an expert on who is going to talk to us about a strategy that just, that works on social media. And we're going to break it. So that's going to be week one. Week two is where they're going to actually implement it. So we're going to talk about how we've implemented it. And by the way, in an intelligently lazy way, right? And we may make some mistakes as well as we're going, which is, you know, just
part of
bear
it.
With us. Yeah.
Yep.
Then week three, we're actually going to get that expert back on and we're going to be like, oh, well, we made these mistakes. We found these things. We ran into these roadblocks. We had these struggles.
This was difficult. Yep.
And we're going to have that conversation with them to be like, help us through this, right? And by helping us through this, it's going to help you through this. And by the way, like, we're very accessible. If you email hi@capshow.com, or I think also we'll have in the show notes a way for you to message us.
Yeah, or send us a voice message.
Voice message, yeah. So we want you implementing this alongside us. And so if you come up with any struggles, roadblocks, if you have any questions, like tell us so that we can actually ask the expert those questions. That's going to happen in week three. And then week four is I really wanted to open that up to, because again, this is winning the content game, like the game plan and the strategy is one part of it, but the other part is also mindset. So I do want to, whether it's going to be us talking about how we battled through some mindset issues or whether it's another entrepreneur who, you know, themselves are going through something difficult and how they're thinking their way through it. We're actually going to, again, we're playing the game with you. So we're going to talk about some of these mindset challenges and things that we come up with to hopefully also help you break through some of yours. But again, if you do have any of those, please tell us, like, comment on our YouTube videos, leave us a voice memo, email us at hi@capshow.com, because we want to hear them, because we want to get them answered for you.
Yep.
So that's like I feel like that's going to be super impactful. And so if you can already see like relevance, I'm really leaning into the game plan, like the game plan of winning the content game. Enjoyable is all about intelligently lazy. Impactful is all about that focus. Like it's really cool to, and this was not at all like, I'm not some like amazing, you know, omnipresent, like where I just like thought about these things and then, you know, because in my mind I was like, this is what the podcast is going to be about. It just so happened, luckily, that the things that I myself have decided to live by, definitely in this year of 2024 and ongoing, has just literally been able to, I've been able to carry it forward into every other thing, like the premise for this podcast.
But I think it's also because there's a consistency and commitment to that from you.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
You've made an intentional decision. It's not entirely a coincidence that it's turned out this way.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. So, but I do want to get your thoughts on that impactful side. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this. Even when you were laying it out, I was like, gosh, I've not seen a format like that, which is the part where I think makes us a bit nervous to say, will it work?
Is it going
to,
yeah. We don't know.
But I think really, like you alluded to, for me, you know, listening to podcasts, and there's some great podcasts out there. I'm an auditory learner, so I specifically do love them. But to your point, at best, when you're listening to even some of the best podcasts, it feels like you are spectating a game that you really love and maybe have an aspiration to play. But the problem is when you kind of consume that level of content and people are jumping between topic to topic, which obviously, you know, is still great, it makes you feel like you're playing, but the reality is that you're not. So I think the great thing about this format and us inviting you to join us is like you will actually take the pitch. And no matter, you know, it's a very, no matter where you at are at in your journey, it's going to be impactful for you because you're actually on the field.
Yes.
And we're going to be on the field with you as well, because we would never, we're not here saying we know everything and, you know.
Gosh, no.
That's why we have experts coming in. Yeah. Yep. But really where we can hopefully share the values to say, this is how we're doing it. And I think that doing, making that intentional decision every week, I think is actually going to get you into the zone. So even for me, for a long time, I think I felt like I was implementing. And we do talk about that level of implementation. We have all these ideas and it's great to have them. And we think implementation is just doing it once and going, oh, okay, that worked or it didn't. Here's the next thing to do.
Yeah.
But implementation truly with focus is this. So I think now it's like, oh, I'm actually in the zone playing a very specific game with specific rules that change sometimes. And it's about learning that as well, but actually understanding how you're playing and how you're actually going to win. So I think this format, and I was also thinking, if people aren't even following week on week, you discover this podcast in a, you know, in a few months' time, there's still a format that you can follow. I think that's the great part of all of this, is that you kind of get all of each of those areas of the strategy, the expert strategy, you know, implementation approach, mindset, and also like that iterative approach to, like, as you're implementing, because any people who are implementing will understand the challenges.
Yes.
So it's like really, I guess, inviting you guys to really get in the zone and do it. And I think that's going to be the difference, because there's a lot of content strategy floating around. There's not a lot of content strategy and content marketing strategy practitioners. There's not enough.
Yeah.
And this is what's it's going to help with. So I'm super excited about that.
Yes. Oh, this is awesome. Okay. So that's the third tier of the audience resonance pyramid. And then the fourth and final tier is personal. Like, how do we make this personal to our audience? And really, in the I think a lot of it comes from what you were saying as well, which is like, we have to decide to want to be in the game. Like, I think that's the first thing, right? Like, we have to want and need to be in the game, because some people might just listen to this and be like, cool, I'm happy to spectate. Like, I don't, you know, I don't need to create content maybe, or even if I'm creating content, I'll do it my way, or I'm cool with like not focusing and I just want to, I don't know, like, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. But for people who are like, I'm committing, I want to win, I need to win, then this is how we're going to do, like, you make that decision, and you make that decision each week, each day actually.
Yeah.
Even when you think you're losing, right? And like, I was, so Ash and I play pickleball. I mentioned this in my presentation as well. And I was thinking about this. So we played pickleball yesterday. And
did you win?
No. So we played five sets and I won two. So it was down to the wire. It was down to last set. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was thinking about this even when I was down. And I think both sets that I won, I was actually playing from behind.
Oh, okay.
Right?
And this is a very serious game, by the way.
For sure. Yeah. we take it very seriously.
Yes.
And
that's interesting.
Right? And like, I know myself sometimes when I'm not proud of this, but like sometimes when I'm playing from behind, I'm just like, oh, whatever, I'll just give this one up and I'll focus on the next
start set. Fresh or whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is like not
great.
Not great. It is not the right mindset to be in. So when I was playing, yes, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna change it. Like, no matter what happens, I'm gonna put in. And I ended up winning those
sets.
That's awesome. Right? Like,
that's awesome.
And I came back from behind and I was like, everything, so much of it is just mindset and committing to the game plan, either committing to it or tweaking. And because that's what I did as well. I tweaked a little bit. I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna focus on if I can just, because sometimes what I do is I force the point.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
No, I don't. Yeah, no. I'm not about brute force at all. No. I'm not about, I am going to hit this with power and it is going to land exactly where I want it to. And it's
not, definitely not you. No.
So I was just like, okay, look, I'm just going to focus on, as long as I just get it in. Because I think even when you know you're getting frustrated, sometimes you do, that's what happens. You force because it's like, I need to win this point. I need to win the next point. So I was like, nope.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm getting frustrated. I'm not going to think that way. I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to get it in.
Yep.
And so I tweaked the game plan a little bit. And what happened was that it started forcing Ash to force his points.
Oh, and he's very hard to put in that zone.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Good.
Which was like, and that's how I won. And so this is the thing, right? Like, this is how we make this podcast and what it is that we do each week. And, you know, each week is like we actually focus on, even if we're losing, even if we think that we're down, we're still going to show up.
Yes.
And play.
I love that. It's almost like they say that a lot of people say that the point of the game is to win.
Mm.
And it is, but really the true point of the game is to keep playing.
Is to keep playing.
Yeah. And what I love about that example that you just shared is that, like, because you chose to keep playing, you were actually able to get back data to help you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the data to tweak your game plan. You could just say, hey, did you tweak it? I'm like, with what?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start with the next set, right? Yeah. So I love that. So really the point of the game is actually to keep playing.
Yeah.
And that's how you win.
Yes, I love it. Anyway, so that's how we're going to, you know, bring the personal element in. And not only that, but obviously layered with the fact that, you know, we all know entrepreneurship and doing this thing is incredibly difficult, but it's also really lonely.
Mm.
And I hope you know by now that we are like in it with you, right? Like, holy moly. Like when we talk about, I mean, it's great that we have each other, but sometimes like we need that outside. Like
For sure.
It even still becomes lonely when it's us, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why I keep saying, like, interact with us. Like, tell us how you're going with your, like, playing the content game from your end. Like how, because that's how we, when we do it together, that's how we not make this a lonely journey anymore.
Yes. And I think one of the learnings that we had from the previous podcast, and we put in that extra episode in this 4-week format to talk about our challenges, was to speak that into that more. Because sometimes there's a lot of pressure, especially if you are, you know, creating public content like this, even if you don't put yourself forward as an expert, to show the successes and show how impactful a strategy can be. There's a lot of pressure to do that. Whereas it's kind of saying, no, part of this is embracing when things don't work. And what are the things that make it difficult for it to work, even when you're trying to do it in an intelligently lazy way? Maybe because you're trying to do it in an intelligently lazy way. So I think it's just having more authenticity there as well, because there's just a lot of people reduce entrepreneurship down, I think, into a very two-dimensional concept when it's very, very multidimensional. And we have to be there for all parts of it. Otherwise, we're not gonna win the overall entrepreneurship game.
Yeah, so cool. So cool. Okay, so I hope you – I feel like we – well, I don't know. Did that sound like a bit of a ramble? We were pretty structured with that, right?
I mean, I thought so, but we're not the right people to answer that. Yeah. We'll see it in the comments to be like, that's terrible. Okay. But do let us know.
Yes. So audience resonance pyramid, and we'll also, in the show notes, we'll also reproduce Jay Okunzo's pyramid so that you can follow along as well if you got lost at all in what we're saying. But, you know, again, start with relevance, go to how do you make it enjoyable, and then impactful, and then personal. Okay, so those are the four tiers. So doing this, it's hard, by the way. Like it was hard for us as we were like kind of preparing for this episode. This is the one thing that we don't do, which is really important. And, you know, we were very mindful to be like, we're rebranding this podcast. We're going to do it. We have to know what our content tilt is. We have to know how it is that we are going to be different to any other content marketing entrepreneurship podcast.
Yes.
And this is it, right? And going back to what Joe Palizzi was saying, like, this is how you have to find this content tilt. Well, I hope that was helpful.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway,
let us know. For us.
And please do it yourself, right? Go through those four things. Like, do you know for your podcast, for your YouTube channel, what your content tilt is, what those different layers of the audience resonance pyramid is for you? Super important, because then what happens is that you can create a trailer out of it.
Oh, yes.
And so this is, you know, we'll start with this. And again, everything's tweakable, right? But I'm going to read out, I guess, the trailer that, based on those four tiers that we laid out, what this podcast is going to be about.
Yay. I haven't heard it yet. I'm excited.
Okay. All right, cool. So I've got it on the laptop. All right. So you are a coach, consultant, or service provider who wants to reach more people with your content without losing all your time and sanity. But if you're honest, that's feeling less and less attainable. Everywhere you look, there's something new to do or change to keep up with. And it's all moving so fast. It feels like the more you try, the less you actually get done. Is this just what being an entrepreneur looks like? How can we do more than just get by? How do we actually win the game? Trying to do everything is making us forget what it feels like to really hit the mark with our content marketing. We've got our podcast or YouTube channels up and running. We're putting it all out there and trying to spread the word, but it's like we're missing a piece of the puzzle on how to make our content actually drive traffic for our business. Surprise, you have two full-time jobs, entrepreneurship and marketing. It's a lot, which is why we're going to play the content game the intelligently lazy way. Being a top entrepreneur today isn't just about learning a bunch of stuff. It's about focusing on one thing at a time, even if it's not perfect, and keeping it at it until you see results. It's about having better, more flexible systems that allow us to succeed without burning out. And it's about having the right game plan, something tried, tested, and proven so that you know exactly what to focus on. It's tough going at it alone. So if you're feeling the pressure, don't worry. We're putting that exact pressure on ourselves too. We're not just here to talk about stuff we're actually going to implement alongside you too. I'm Deidre Shen. This is Bonnie Rye. Come along with us every week as we outline a specific content marketing game plan designed to supercharge your reach and visibility and build your audience, followed by a breakdown of how we at Capshow are implementing it too, with the right tools and the systems, the intelligently lazy way.
That's awesome.
Super long, like, so we'll have to maybe like work with it. But yeah, that's the first draft.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's exciting.
Awesome. All right. Well, welcome once again to the newly rebranded podcast, Win the Content Game. I'm Deidre Shen.
I'm Bonnie Rye.
And as always, stay intelligently lazy.